Hi, this is Ricky and Julian from the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Please join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The only time zone that matters.
On Pride48.com.
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
I still always wonder, am I like, is that like a boar like grunting for mushrooms or something? Is that what they do?
Pig sex. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. You have downloaded episode 304. Today is Sunday, July 25th.
2010.
And I look at Julian like we just didn't do this like 30 minutes ago.
I know. And apparently the consensus in our chat room is that you are a water sports whore.
Why?
I don't know.
I am not a water sports whore.
I think Franco wants somebody to piss on his leg.
I think he does, and he wants him to call it rain.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah, it's raining piss.
Oh.
Amen.
That's Franco's theme song. When he's in the room, that's what we're going to do. We're going to record that, and every time he shows up in the room, that's what we're doing. Because apparently Franco likes to be pissed off.
He's going to go out and get himself absolutely soaking wet.
And he's brown, so you really can't see pee on that anyway. So you just think it's sweat from
you are terrible
labor work. Just saying. Karaoke Monkeys will be the second show name.
No, because that's all the singing you're going to hear for this episode.
No, we're going to do an all-singing episode. Anything that we talk about will be in song.
I don't think I can do it much longer. He said labor work. Bitch, I was born in Jersey.
Trash labor work.
Which means you
are trash.
Well, like, God damn it, somebody beat me to it. I was going to say something about toxic chemicals, but...
And tanning, tanning and laundry. Those are the three things they know about, apparently. And bumpets.
What the fuck is that?
It's that thing that women put in their hair to make their hair really tall.
Oh.
The girl Jersey Shore has a bumpet. You know, because all them Jersey Shore people are fucking nasty. Ugh. Ugh. So... what are we going to talk about?
Okay, let me look at my list here.
Look at your list!
So, last night we were watching Lock Up on MSNBC.
Oh, that's always fun.
I know.
Was it the all-gay version?
Actually, yes.
Yes!
And the guy was like, well, I'm about to get my teeth next week because the speed I was doing rotted all my teeth out. And I'm like, really?
Why does he get to have teeth in jail? I don't need it.
Well, that's what made me think of the whole thing. They were talking about how, you know, they're fighting gangs in the yard and they have to keep a close eye on them. Like, okay, they're in fucking prison. Why don't they just keep everybody in their goddamn cell, shove the meal through the slot in the cell, and that's it. Just keep. Why do they need fucking TVs, fucking gyms, need to go out and play basketball or... Mm-hmm. Why?
No, those are only the black ones.
Why? I don't get it.
They only play basketball.
Why do prisoners deserve anything?
Because they don't want to,
make it not pleasant, and maybe they'll be discouraged to come back. I saw that.
I think they have way too much privileges.
Absolutely.
So, but my thing is you're gay. Why are you in jail? Like, I just can't. I don't understand.
Well,
how gay people get themselves.
They
in situations.
Had two that were like a couple.
Did they meet in jail?
Yeah.
What were their names?
Well, the one had been married three times, I think, and had two kids, and he was like 23.
Oh, sorry.
And the guy his boyfriend was 38.
Mm-hmm.
And the 38-year-old ended up cheating on him with his cellmate.
Oh my God.
I'm like, really? They got fucking gay drama going on in prison.
Why can't they just live together in the cell?
Well, they asked to be put in the same cell, but it hadn't got approved as of that show tape airing. So,
well, I would think if you're going to be in jail and you're a couple, you should probably just be in the same same cell.
But they were trying to hold hands out in the yard, and the guards were like, "Why are you two holding hands?" over the loudspeaker.
That sucks. I watched this movie one time, speaking of prison. It's not prison. They were in a concentration camp. And it's about these two guys.
Same difference.
Oh. I'm thinking that prison probably is a lot better than a concentration camp. Anyway. One of them was marked as a gay person, so they had to wear the triangle.
Pink triangle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other one was marked as a triangle, but he stole someone else's jacket so that no one would know.
Right.
You know, because I guess if you had a triangle, it was worse than being, like, a regular Jew, I guess. So, but it's an actual love story about these two guys that could never, ever touched each other. And they could only see each other when they're doing hard labor. And they had never had sex, but they, like, fell in love with each other.
Fuck that.
It's a really depressing movie.
That is depressing. I'd slit my wrists.
Yeah. But it's really good. It's a good movie, but the ending is really sad.
Did you cry? Yes, you cried.
Yeah, I did.
It's so sad. He never gets to suck him off.
That's exactly what happened. No, but you know how like in Brokeback Mountain when he like smells his shirt? And you know, it's that same kind of loss happens in this movie.
It smells like cowboy sweat and cow shit.
And like... When they would stand next to each other when they were in line, they would have like, well, what we would call phone sex. They would just say stuff like that to each other. And one of them actually came without even touching himself because of the stuff he was saying to him.
No shit.
Yeah. But all they wanted to do was like hold each other and like kiss each other. Yeah. Bent. That's what it is.
Are they talking about one's penis?
I don't know. And it has that one guy from, I think the guy, Men of Children. Is that the name of the song? Children of Men.
I have no idea.
I think it has him in it. Is it Clive Owen? I can't remember. But it's a really good movie.
Okay. I'll have to watch it sometime.
It's on Netflix.
That I'm feeling like I need a good cry.
Like, so instead of The Notebook, you can watch that instead.
I was reading the our local paper website yesterday. A dean at Lakeland High School had to resign and give up his teaching certificate because he was having inappropriate chats on Facebook with 16-year-old boys.
When are these people going to learn?
I know. Well, it was a very young dean.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was like 26, 28, somewhere around there. So he was closer in age to the...
Was it like inappropriate sexual or like inappropriate like, oh, are you going out and drinking tonight? That kind of thing.
No, it was getting sexual. It hadn't... They said he hadn't actually propositioned them yet, but it had started crossing the line.
Why are you going to do that in a public?
He was starting to move get forward. Them ready to go to in that
area.
He would
have been on that show with what's his name?
I am blah 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 from Dateline NBC. Why can't I think of his name? Fuck.
Is it Pete or something?
No. Well, somebody will say it in the chat room.
They'll say it in about 7 seconds.
Why do I always have these fucking brain farts on Sunday afternoon where I can't think of what the fuck people's names are?
Because your butt's full.
How dare you? But yeah, I thought it was
not Stone Phillips.
It's not Stone Phillips.
No.
And I thought it was kind of funny that was, which is right down the street.
Well, my thing from our house. It is. It's right across the street from my gym.
That's true.
My thing is
Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Yes. Somebody goes Chris Kattan.
No.
My thing is about that. Okay. If you're not that I condone that, but if you're going to be talking to someone that age, why put it in a public forum like that?
Well, first,
don't do it over text message.
First of all, you don't need, if you're an adult over 18, you don't need to be talking sexually to somebody under 18.
Right.
Because you will go to jail.
Unless they're worth going to jail over. Just kidding.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess that's how a gay could get in jail, huh?
A gay.
A gay. Does anyone find Chris Hansen attractive?
No.
I don't.
Did you ever see the one where like the daddy bear had like thought he was talking to a 14-year-old boy online and brought his son with him? He had like a 5-year-old son, brought him with him to the date.
Oh my god! Yes. What'd they do? Did they take the kid away right away?
Yes.
That's awful.
I'm like, oh my god.
That's ghetto.
Yeah.
That's bad. And though I saw one,
you take your 5-year-old son to hook up with a 14-year-old boy. No.
I saw this one where the guy wanted the girl to have her dog and her cat there,
so that
he would have it go up and lick her, so he could watch it.
Yes.
Fuck it. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Well, the cat would probably want to lick it because it tastes like tuna, or smells like tuna. I wouldn't know how it tastes, but
the other day I was eating a salad and tuna, or Julia goes, tuna again. Which is funny because I have like 10 cans of tuna in the thing.
Oh my god.
What?
No.
Julian and I, for some reason, we not hoard, but we have a lot of certain items. And when I first moved here,
yes,
I was putting the spices and stuff that I had into the spice counter, and I'm like, there's 4 things of pepper in here. And then I open the one above the stove, yes, and there's 3 more things of pepper.
I like pepper.
So we're down to, I think, 5 containers, and I told him, I said, oh shit. I said, we have to go get more pepper because
Ricky,
we're about to run the fuck out of pepper.
Has like 25 cans of soup.
I love soup.
They call him Soupy because he likes soup,
at
y'all.
At least they're a variety.
Yeah, but then how many packages of ramen noodles do you have in there,
like
too?
I have like 10.
And then how many cans of tuna do you have in there?
10.
Uh-huh. So you can have tuna soup if we have nuclear winter.
You know what? It lasts longer than the pepper would. What are you going to do with pepper?
Make your soup taste better.
But you're not going to have any because I'll be starving. Sorry.
I'll go down to the fucking lake and start picking off swans.
That would be awful. I would die if I saw someone pick up one of those swans and like wring it by its neck and kill it.
Swan was the bird of choice for Thanksgiving long ago before turkey.
Really?
Yeah, it really was.
What's it taste like?
Chicken?
No, because duck doesn't taste like chicken. It's like fucking nasty.
You heard of turducken?
Yes.
Only some fucking redneck hillbilly could come up with that shit. Chicken inside a duck inside a turkey. Yes.
And how does that cook? That's fucking nasty. That's gross.
We gonna deep fry it, y'all.
Okay, I have to say this right now, but a deep fried turkey is fucking good.
I've never had fried
turkey. Oh my god, turkey. Julian. Oh my god, it is so good. I know it's like it's not classy, but it's so fucking good.
Well, when did not being classy ever stop us?
Unfortunately, people burn their houses down a lot when they do that. Well, because they do it inside and not outside like they're supposed to.
That's like people who lose their power in a hurricane and decide to start the generator up inside the house and die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Stupid.
But the thing is if you stick it outside, somebody steals it from you. So what are you supposed to do?
Chain it to the bumper of your car? Or chain it to a tree. Yeah.
Because we already had 2 storms starting to develop.
Well,
I think this is going to be active.
Had a little bit of rain off of, what was it, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be active.
Bonnie was pretty weak.
Yeah. But she was scary. The clouds were scary.
And I totally agree with Tara. That is natural selection. If you're stupid enough to start up the generator inside the house, we don't need you reproducing.
I saw this one show where a person died of carbon monoxide poisoning because they went into the garage and started their car because they were about to leave. Mm-hmm. And then something happened and they weren't able to leave, but they forgot to turn off their car. And they, like, died in their house. It was totally by accident.
Oh. Well, apparently Ramble Redhead is busy playing Words with Friends because I just got a notice that he just, it's my move now. Well,
we just got a bunch of emails.
You had a little get together Friday night.
Yes, here. I did.
Were you going to talk about that?
Yes.
I wasn't going to go into detail about it. I'm just going to say that I wake up the next morning and there's some kind of sticky stuff all over the floor in the kitchen. And all I could think is that Trucker Mike, like, banged you in the ass in the kitchen. And
no, that would never happen. I'm sorry. Never. But he totally did show up rocking an awesome tie-dye shirt and shoes to match. So we decided that we were going to tie-dye shirts. So my hands are all stained from it because...
Yeah, you said that, and all I could think is, please don't do it here. Please don't do it here. Please don't do it here, because there's, like, everything in the kitchen is white. And, yeah.
Julian, if you went over to their house, you... Oh, my God.
Aniko, you're going to break your leg.
Someone's at the door.
Of course.
I wonder who it is.
I don't know.
And we can't, like, go check it out because we're recording. Do you want to talk for a second? Let me go see.
No, don't worry about it. Everybody knows we record from 3 to 4.
Oh, okay. So, you want to do some phone calls? We got some sound clips, too.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, poor mama.
Thank you for calling.
Vertible goes sent us that.
Everybody thinks it's one of your tricks at the front door.
Okay.
That happened like...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Fucking love that. How do you do that? I want to know how you make sound clips off of YouTube. Like, how does I don't need that because you can do it really good.
That's what I've been told.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
I just wanted to tell everybody in the room, apparently they're behind the times. Go to YouTube and type in BEWEAVE hair salon, and that's where that clip is from.
Apparently they didn't.
It's Show Cantel Brown.
Apparently they didn't listen to the last show, huh?
No. You're not gonna play the whole thing again, are you?
No, I'm just gonna put the link in the room.
Oh. Yeah, what else we have?
All right, phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Matt from Chicago. I'm just going to say hello. Hope you're having a good week. And I'm going to do my damnedest in the room this Sunday. That means timing my nap properly. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for calling.
And he is in the room.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate you being here, because if you weren't here, then we would just kill ourselves.
Just you.
Maybe. I wonder if... Is Connor talking to the person that was at the door?
I think so. It's probably a Jehovah's Witness. Could I read you a copy of The Watchtower? No.
Stephen King's Watchtower?
No, that little magazine that they...
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, because Stephen King has a book called The Watchtower. It's like a series.
The Jehovah's Witness magazine is called The Watchtower.
Oh. That sounds like they're going to pick people off with
guns. The only reason I know that is because they used to... The apartment complex I used to live in, Jehovah's Witness would leave them all over the laundry.
Oh. Yeah. I always threw them away.
God forbid somebody get some Jesus in
I know. Life. Nobody needs Jesus inside of them unless their name's Jesus and they're really hot. Kim Beaver, yes, you are. Matt, you are correct. Matt does have a sexy voice.
I have a feeling that you've had some Jesus in you.
Not enough. All right, next call. Here we go.
Ginger Bear, it's your mama. I just wanted to call because I always like to call y'all on Sundays right before my nap. And but I wanted to let you know, and you probably already do know this, but I wanted to let you know that tomorrow, Monday, is the full moon, and that's when all the crazies come out. So you just be careful out there because the crazies come out. Now, if you say, but Mama, there's nobody crazy around me. Well, in that case, Ginger Bear, then you're the crazy one. So you just behave yourself. And by behave yourself, I mean just stick that Ginger Bear butt up in the air. And you just twist it around and just make those inviting moves like your mama taught you. Speaking of people with the butts in the air, that Julian, that albino, I was looking at his wish list on the Amazon, and I'm really surprised there are not any of those big black cock dildos on there. Perhaps this is an oversight, and you can tell your listeners for your little show that he would love nothing more than some 11-inch big black dildos coming to his box. P.O. box. Anyway, well, then thank you for calling. Bye-bye, Ginger Bear. Nipple, nipple.
I think Ricky's mom has been getting testosterone treatments.
Nipple, nipple.
Julian's face turned blood red when he said, big black cock. Or she said, excuse me,
Frank
mama.
Said, I would never use a black dildo.
Ever. What do you do with black dildos?
I don't use dildos.
You burn them.
No.
Let's see. We could have a call from Hat M, you know, because he has a cute voice.
Yeah, he sent it to me, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just letting the listeners know.
Oh.
Shut.
We'll play the call.
Hey, Fool Monkeys. Just another hello from Hatam. I hear Ricky is losing a lot of weight at the gym. Be careful not to be too skinny, because you know what they say, once you lose the weight, you won't be 100% fat and funny. And you'll end up being like Martin over there sitting next to you. Well, supposedly you were funny at the first place. Bye.
He wasn't.
Oh, I like the way he sounds. I need him in my life, I think. Like, physically. And where does he live again? I forget. Like Poland or somewhere? No.
Was it Budapest?
Budapest.
Yes.
I think it was Budapest.
I think so, too.
I need to go visit Budapest. Do they have, like, those steam bath things there? Like, those rivers that... What is that called?
The bathhouse?
Yeah, no. No, not the bathhouse. Like the Turkish things.
Any place you'd go would be the bathhouse.
I've never been in a bathhouse. You want to do the next call?
Yes.
Thank you for calling Hat M, or sending us the message. We love it.
Thank you for calling.
I like how I need you to call in and say thank you for calling, like my mama.
Mama, could you please stop talking about the vulgar body odor? You're just fucking it up. Yeah, I woke up from a nap in the middle, and the thing I hear is you talking about vulgar body odor. You know people don't want to listen to that. They go to Walmart so they can see the hot-looking men and women that like to shop there. So, and don't forget, you used to work there, and so did that boy that you used to hang out with. After you dated him for a while, I really wish you had just stuck with the black men, because, you know, mama loves them now. They're with them big old, well, you know, ask the albino. He knows all about black dick.
It sounded like the first part of the call there.
Uh-huh.
Your mama had the door to her Ford Explosion open.
I think she did.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling Mama again. I love it when Mama calls. Apparently, it's like the big thing now. They love it when Mama comes. When Mama is...
Well, baby. Oh.
Who? Oh, Trucker Mike?
Yeah.
You can let them in the living room, Connor. We're almost done.
Okay, they are.
Oh, okay. all right, we're about to do the last... actually,
He went outside. You need to tell Trucker Mike and whoever showed up that we do a live show from 3 to 4 every Sunday.
I told him to come so that he could talk about the shirt, but he's a little late, so...
Oh, okay. And if they're going to be late...
And they didn't text me to let me know they were here, so...
No. And then they rang the doorbell.
Yeah.
Like you're a bad trick.
Shut up. Like they are a bad trick.
Yes.
Are you ready for the last call?
Yes.
I forgot when I called just a moment ago. I forgot to thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Next time that you think that you might be, doing a show on Sunday, I'm going to suggest that you just not do it. Because if this is any indication... you really shouldn't have done it today. Because anyway, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
We shouldn't have, shouldn't have done it today.
Okay.
Should we end this shit fest?
Yeah.
We're done, right?
Yeah, my ears are sweating.
Yeah, my ears hurt from that last...
No, my ears hurt from when you played your mama's call and way too loud.
All right, Tokyo Tiffany, are you from Tokyo?
And
that would be awesome.
You're about a little late. You're about 1 hour off, but thanks for showing up anyway.
Thanks for showing up. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. Franco, I'd like those sent to that email address, please.
You can give us a... fuck. You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And don't forget the wish list, because we beg for money and we talk about losing weight.
Follow, join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. And you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
All right. Guess I think that wraps up this shitstorm.
We're done. Okay. Right, hold on.
Okay.
All right. You guys give us some calls. We're out of calls. And... Julian's going to go check the P.O. box and see if we have anything. I think it has to be renewed soon.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for showing up and hanging out with us this afternoon. We love each and every one of you.
We do?
In different ways.
Oh. Because you're all special in different ways. You know, because there's special ones like Franco who likes to be peed on.
Yes. And be told it's rain.
Right. All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a good week. Bye.
Peace.